From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. New Orleans is getting hotter. Data shows the average annual temperature is increasing. You can see that in numbers and charts, but what does it sound like? The Gulf States Newsroom's Drew Hawkins talked to musicians in New Orleans about how the heat's affecting them and to get some help turning data into music.
Danovan Calhoun Bettis is our musician guide, and he's about as New Orleans as it gets.
Music, background, church, school, marching.
Your whole life.
Yeah.
Grew up in the city's 7th Ward, head drum major of the famous Marching 100 band at St. Augustine High School. Started his first of many brass bands right after he graduated. And he's still playing today. He says his passion hasn't changed, but the heat is different.
It's way worse. And we've had hot summers, you know, especially growing up here, like during the summer, you expect it to get hot. But now it feels like the sun is like right above us.
We'll get back to Bettis and his music, but real quick, let's talk about the heat data.
It's levels that we've never seen before.
Jen Brady is a senior data analyst at Climate Central, an independent climate research group. She says climate change is driving temperatures up at a faster and faster rate. Since 1970, the average summer temperature in New Orleans has increased by more than 4 degrees. Brady says the new levels of heat aren't just uncomfortable, they're dangerous.
Heat is the number one weather killer in the U.S., often overlooked, and in places like New Orleans where you have horrible things like hurricanes because they don't have that visual, all-encompassing impact of a hurricane.
Brady says raw temperature data isn't something people like her parents would easily grasp. That's why Climate Central packages it in visually compelling ways to help people understand it.
Some people like a map. Some people like a bar chart. Some people like music.
So let's look at the data using music. I asked our musician guide, Bettis, and his band, Bettis and Third Degree, to help bring the data to life. So they're playing a song called Joe Avery's Blues. It's a classic second line song in New Orleans. It's played at parades and for special events like funerals. So I want you to pay attention to the tempo, the speed. What you're hearing right now is the first 75 years or so of average annual temperature data. And like you can hear with the different instruments, that data can fluctuate. But the tempo beneath it, the climate trend, is stable, barely increasing. But by the 1980s, the temperature starts to go up more quickly. Between 1980 and 2000, the average annual temperature in New Orleans goes up by more than a quarter of a degree. It might be hard to notice, but it is significant. And between 2000 and 2015, it jumps by another half of a degree, almost a full degree warmer than the first 75 years of data. And this is where things really start to pick up. Over the last decade, the rate at which the temperature is increasing has accelerated even more. Almost a degree and a half since the 2000s, 2 degrees more than the 1980s. And many climate scientists say it's getting faster. So in addition to being a professional musician, Bettis is also what's known in New Orleans as a culture bearer, someone who preserves and maintains the city's unique traditions. He says the heat affects everything.
I don't even see what the preventative measures are or could be to like continue the culture the way we do it and still not like pass out, you know, be in sweltering heat the entire time.
The greenhouse gases scientists like Brady say are causing climate change can linger in the atmosphere. So even if emissions were stopped today, the temperature in New Orleans could continue to rise for decades to come. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Drew Hawkins.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.